This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The U.S. Trade Representative, a guy by the name of Michael Froman, said today that he is going to do all he can to protect the American sugar industry. He didn't just blab it out, of course. Froman is in the throes of what we are told are end-stage negotiations over the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the big trade deal the White House has been working on. And apparently, Australia wants more access to the sugar market here, a market that is protected by a pretty sophisticated network of government supports and subsidies. And it's not just international competition at issue either. The Corn Refiners Association has about had it with big sugar as well. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
Corn refiners and the sugar industry have a long-standing rivalry, which has played out in ads like this one.
You don't care what the kids eat, huh?
Excuse me?
That has high fructose corn syrup in it.
Competing claims on this front are at the heart of a legal battle between the two sides. But now, the corn syrup folks are waging a policy battle, too.
The relations are quite poor between the two industries, and we're not going to bite our lip about the policy difference.
John Bode leads the Corn Refiners Association. Its members include big companies like Archer Daniels Midland and Cargill. The group has hired lobbyists to attack a part of the farm bill known as the sugar program. It provides price floors, limits on sugar imports, and government-backed loans, which sugar producers can repay with sugar if they default. That happened in 2013. Bode says that cost taxpayers a couple $100 million and the program should end.
It's simply an embarrassment.
That was the one time in the past 10 years that we've seen any cost to U.S. sugar policy.
Philip Hayes is with the American Sugar Alliance. Hayes laments the notion that any ag-related group would take aim at any part of the farm bill, which provides crop insurance premium subsidies to lots of ag sectors.
And that's not just sugar farmers. That's corn farmers. It's soybean farmers. It's all kinds of farmers.
Some ag economists and conservative groups would just as soon scrap the whole farm bill and end all supports. But sugar has a lot of political clout despite its small size, and some say it will be hard for anyone to touch its share. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.